Well, hello everyone and welcome back to the podcast. My name is Nate Williams and I am joined as always by the sleepy, the beepy, the super treaty and sweetie.
That's me, I think.
That's my wife, Jennifer Williams, everybody. Clap, 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 clap. A little early on the that's me, but that's fine. Okay, well,
sorry.
It's okay. Today is a special day for a number of reasons, but Jen, could you let the people know why today is a special day? It's the first of many of these days, but let the folks know what day it is.
Today is Family Fun Friday.
Family Fun Friday, triple F, if you will. Right. We've never done this before.
Nope.
Never. And I think back in the day, do you remember when our date nights were? Were they Tuesdays?
I think Wednesdays. We did it like in the middle of the
week
so that we could regroup.
That's right.
Like during the week, but before the weekend. So I think we did Wednesday evenings.
I think you're absolutely right.
Oh, that was so fun.
I know. And that was back in Texas, right?
And in Kansas.
True. So we would try to every Wednesday since, I mean, Jen just literally just said this. But middle of the week is Wednesday, so we tried to have a date night. And we would go, I mean, pretty much between two restaurants. Went to Passages to India. Well, if you've been listening for a while, you know that's one of our favorite restaurants. And
yeah. Little Saigon.
Little Saigon.
Also one of our favorites.
Yeah. Indian food and Vietnamese. Is that right? Is it Vietnamese? Yeah.
Yes.
So absolutely delicious cuisine, but even more so, delicious company. Which is my wife.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Trying to keep that mic close, you know.
So yeah, no, I got you. I'm thankful that you.
Full experience.
I'm thankful that you did it to the side a little bit. Just an FYI, a small update on the headset microphones. Sam, I'm working on it. I'm working on it diligently. I found two that I like. I presented them to my wife.
And they're hella expensive.
Okay. Accurate. But
Brittany was not playing.
But it was a little bit on the pricier side. But look, I'm working on it.
I thought they were going to be like $40.
Well, there's ones that are a boop down from the ones that I saw.
Mm, you always be on that boop up, though.
Okay, really? Because I guarantee you, the two mics together don't cost as much as the shoes.
Okay.
That you, I can take it there quick.
Yeah.
Here we go again. Sam, I'm working on it. Just know that I'm working on it. Okay, so yes, it is Family Fun Friday, the first of many.
Family Fun Friday. I'm working on a jingle for it.
That's pretty good. I like that.
I think I stole that from somewhere. None of my jingles are original.
No,
that's what you should know about me.
Yeah, they're just repurposed jingles.
Yep.
So we're doing Family Fun Friday because
Fun Friday.
You doing that every time I say it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like on Kev on stage.
Yeah. I got you. Okay. You know? I feel you. So we're doing that because
now you're not going to say it.
I'm sure I'll slip up and I'll say it again. We're doing that because recently we've been kind of feeling like we haven't been able to spend a whole lot of time, together. But before I get on that, I'm setting a slight goal for ourselves. I will be turning 31 in 7 days. Yeah.
What? That's crazy.
Oh, why are you vomiting at my age?
Because that means I'm turning 30 11 days later.
Yeah, true. Okay.
Guys, we're 11 days apart
in
the year.
Just 11 in a year, you know, so 370.
But our birthdays are like boop, boop, you know, so like July's fun.
I mean, it really is fun. So I'm turning 31, and my thought is last year we had a big announcement on my 30th birthday. We were announcing that we were debt free. And so what I'm trying to do, this is going to be tough, but I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to release the 100th episode of the podcast on my birthday. And fun fact, most people who start podcasts, like I read an article a while ago, there's hundreds of thousands of podcasts out there, but most people don't make it past 3 episodes. And then even more so, most people don't make it past 10 episodes. And then there's like a very slim amount of people who make it to like, I don't know, 30 episodes or so. So I say all that to say we have 80 episodes as of today.
That's crazy.
Four of which haven't been published yet. But I'm trying to put out 100 episodes in the next, or not 100 episodes in the next 7 days. But we need to record essentially 20 in the next 7 days. Are you up for it, Jen?
We'll see.
Okay, not
a confident,
not very
response.
Confident. But
that
I'll see what
like
I can
a
do.
Lot, yeah, whole but if, lot for as little as we drive,
right? But we at least have like two more Sundays. In theory, that's four episodes right there.
No, we don't ride to church together.
Dang it! You're right. All right, I guess we need to start scheduling stuff in the day, which is another part of what today is about. So, if I can rewind a little bit. We were talking about how we were not spending a whole lot of time together. Did you, and we had this conversation maybe a week ago, were you feeling that before we had the conversation? Like feeling like we weren't getting quality one-on-one time together?
Well, I'm sorry. I was just spaced out thinking about something else.
Okay. That hurts.
I'm so sorry.
But
no,
I appreciate your honesty.
It was about writing separately on Sundays. I think I'm going to start writing with you because the ride home with Max crying is too much for me.
Okay.
All right.
We can try it this Sunday, but I get there like early.
I know. I'm just going to have to as well and then just sit there, wear Max and get some work done.
Yeah. And that's time that you could do Bloom Budget stuff if he's asleep. So that might work out great. And I could honestly use the help printing
and
stuff out.
Because Sundays really do. They're really hard for me.
True. Okay. Well, then just
like
come when I come.
Him ready and me ready and breakfast and all that by myself. Like, again, don't know how single parents do it.
Right. Well, we need to, if we are doing this Sunday, we need to not be on that bullshit.
I know. Always be dancing around.
Yeah.
As do
we'll be
you,
late and then, yeah, we'll be on some foolishness, dancing in the
literally,
mirror.
Guys.
We got music turned up. We're like, yeah, we're an hour late.
Stuff.
What are we doing? So we can't be on that because there really is a whole lot that I do in the morning. So. Just an FYI. None of that foolishness. Okay, so were you feeling like before we had the conversation, and it wasn't a week ago, it was probably 3 days ago, where I was just like, hey, I feel like we really haven't spent time together. I feel like we've just kind of been existing around each other. Were you already feeling that before the conversation happened?
Yeah, I think so.
Any particular cause for why it's been that way in your mind?
Well, I think several things. We have had visitors in town for pretty much all summer so far.
Yeah.
And then, like, in between people visiting, every weekday is, like, I don't know, head to the ground, clean, Max, housework, you know?
Yeah.
So it hasn't felt like we've done anything, like, just us for fun in, like, weeks.
Yeah. And that really does kind of sneak up on you because I didn't think about it until we had a little bit of time like to ourselves, I guess like 3 days ago.
Yeah.
And I was thinking like I was off doing my own thing on the couch with you and you were off doing your own thing. Like generally is into this show called Love Island. She likes watching trash TV is what she calls it. And it's just a bunch of hot people making out with each other. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty much accurate.
Yeah, so that's what Love Island is. So Jen wants to watch that stuff. I'm not really trying to watch that. I'll be watching anime on the side and watching Naruto. And right now, he's trying to rescue Sasuke because he got the dark mark from, I almost said Ashimoto. Why am I blanking on his name? Akamura. And, oh, you don't care about any of this stuff. Anyway. No. Anyway, so we'll just be doing our own thing separately. And I thought, like, man, this stinks. Like, we used to spend all our time together. And now, like, all of our things are kind of separated. Like, we eat separately. What else?
Like, we eat separately. We watch things separately. We work separately. Like, we work on projects separately.
Yeah.
We go to the grocery store separately.
Yeah.
Which we never did before. like everything is separate. So we really have to fight for time together or it just doesn't happen. Like it's not just going to miraculous. We're not just going to get more time.
Right. And I don't think that I was expecting that because like you said, in the past we would do everything together. I mean, absolutely everything. We would eat the same meals, the same portion of each meal. At the same time. I mean, it was truly in sync for the longest time. And even more so working at home. Go for it.
Another thing is we used to go to bed at the same time every night. And like at one point for a long time, we would get in bed. We would read. What is this? Is this a little tiny? Okay. Yeah. It's a little tiny.
I think
it
says lemonade. Yeah.
Oh, that's cute. They are backing up traffic, I will say, but it's cute.
I think it's the beach, not his lemonade.
Okay, true.
To be honest with you.
But multiple people are stopping and it's really sweet.
Oh, wow. The truck stopping too. Super cute. I got to do this. I'm sorry. Yeah, I have to.
That's really cute.
I have to.
Oh, he's straight up telling them in their window, get over here and get some lemonade.
Wow.
That's cute.
Also, what are they raising money for? Get it, y'all.
They're just little business.
Little entrepreneurs. There's like seven of them working. I wonder what the split is.
Yeah,
that guy got out of his big old truck and he's got money. Oh, that's sweet. Yeah, that's we need to open up a lemonade stand and put you know, get a sign on Max. His go to college fund.
Be like, what are y'all adults doing?
Yeah.
This is a different type side hustle.
You're not near. Okay, here we go. Back to
okay,
your mouth.
So, I was gonna say another thing that we've been doing at night is going to bed separately. You know, we used to read together each night before bed. Sometimes even the same book, y'all. Like, real talk.
Yeah.
We did everything together.
Yeah.
And now, you know, with Max, I go to bed at 10. And then Nate plays video games with his friends, which is like a good downtime.
Not near your mouth. There we go.
And a necessity, you know? We can't just always be like in baby mode and we can't always be in like together mode now,
yeah,
you know? And so like you need that individual time as a couple, you know, in a relationship, you need that individual time to regroup and show up again and be the best you for your partner.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard. Like, I don't mean to complain.
No, speak your truth. Speak the reality of the situation.
But I've got like day job, Max, housework, maintain a marriage, maintain relationships at a distance. Like all of my friendships are long distance.
Right.
Which takes a lot of communication and like constant texting and Marco Poloing and all that.
Right.
And then you've got like, did I say the housework?
Yeah, you said
and
that.
And I'm not just saying like make the bed. Like it gets crazy with Max in like a day.
Yeah.
Every day is like constant picking up, you know?
Yeah.
Relationship with my mom and dad, my family, you know? So it's just like it's everything to do. And then I'm considering putting Bloom Budget back in on top of all of that. So like probably Tuesday, I was just like, how do we make this work? Like all of these things work. How do we do it?
Yeah.
Because I literally do not see the light at the end of the tunnel. And like, I know that it gets better, but Max right now is almost 3 months old. And he is like, yo, this world is awesome.
Yeah.
Can y'all walk me around and show it to me?
Yeah. And it's so, that it's that all throughout. Is he smiling or no? He's getting upset.
Yeah.
It's that all throughout the day. And for me, the majority of my work is at the computer. And I need both hands to be editing, to respond to emails and type up copy I just need both hands. And so oftentimes when we're watching Max, either one of us, we have to we're using both of our arms to entertain him. One to hold him, one to maybe put the pacifier in, one to hold him, one to pat his back. Kimberly knows. She was here recently. She was holding him and patting his back. She was holding him and holding the pacifier in, and I was patting his back. So she's like, man, if we had three arms, it'd be perfect. But we don't. Human beings only have two, in case you didn't know. So it is honestly a whole lot, but it's even more it's even more when you don't really have a plan of attack. And so I think that that's really what we're getting at here, is that we've somewhat discovered that we work best when there is structure to our lives, both in our eating. And if you missed the previous episode, we're trying to get a more healthy lifestyle. Jen's doing Weight Watchers, and I am doing the Whole 30. And I think this is like day 7 or 8. I'm not sure. And I think it's been a week for me. We started on the 1st. Well, started technically on the 2nd because we had nachos on the 1st because my sister got married. So we're trying to be more structured in our eating. And in turn, I don't know who, I guess this is just like a rule of life, so to speak. When you're more structured in one area, you become structured in other areas as well. So us trying to eat better, like that goes right into finance, and us trying to budget better. So if we're not eating out as much, then we're being better about our budget. Being better about our budget means that we're like trying to prioritize some things over another, and that leads us to our schedule. So I don't think either one of us by nature are very, well, Jen more so than myself, but neither one of us are like very scheduled people. Like we don't really use our Google Calendar / like iPhone calendar type thing at all. And I don't think that's because we don't care at all, but it's because I think we're just not in the habit of using that. Is he getting fussy? Okay. We're going to take a quick break because I'm essentially talking to myself because Jen is on full mom mode. Take a break. Once Max calms down, we'll be right back and we'll pick up where we left off. Cue the transition music. Transition music. And we're back. It's probably been about 3 hours since we last talked. Family fun day isn't going too great.
Family, I don't even know what day.
Family buns day, because it's been booty. Where we last left you off, Jen was trying to calm Max down, and he wasn't having it. So we stopped, and Jen pulled out the breast and fed him.
To.
Yeah, you don't have an option.
The only thing that helps.
Truly, the only thing that helps is booby milk. Okay, so where I think that I was headed towards, what, is there somebody backing up weird behind us?
Yeah, they're backing into the stall beside us.
Okay, well.
And my whole boob's out. So.
Well, I got you blocked a little bit.
All right.
So what we were saying last is how we were realizing. In reality, we were realizing that we were not spending the type of time that we wanted to spend with one another. And because of that, we decided that it's going to need a little bit of structure. Did you fart or was that Max?
That
Be
was
honest.
Max. It was 100% Max.
Okay. I believe you. Sometimes it's a mystery. Sometimes it's either one of you guys. Okay.
She's doing the same thing.
Okay. Get it, lady. Get it, mom.
Aww. Baby's about Max's age.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah. God bless you, lady.
Right.
So, we realized that we weren't spending a whole lot of time together, and because of that, more to the fact, what?
He's just such a sloppy eater.
Yeah, he's really going to town.
It's like every meal is a sloppy Joe. Jesus.
Okay, that's a terrible visual.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
He's just sloppy.
So what we have been doing recently is that we've been kind of bringing order to different areas of our lives. So finance-wise, once Max came, the budget went out the window. Did it not? Well, not out the window, but it was...
Yeah, we weren't saving as like diligently as we once were.
Right.
Because we were getting stuff for Max with like every paycheck.
Yes.
Again, that's Max.
Right.
He's farting.
Okay. No, no one could hear it. So you just kind of put Max on blast. It's fine. And... Yeah, so we were kind of spending not the best. We were going out to eat early first trimester for Jen. All she could eat was fast food and also didn't have the energy, and I'm not much of a cook, so we were going out to eat nonstop. So those two things. But when I look back, we were still spending a lot of time together, which was nice.
Yeah.
But then Max came, and it made things a little bit more difficult in all the ways. But we're getting things back in order. Jen's doing Weight Watchers. This is day...
Such a sweet little baby.
He is. He is sweet. This is day seven? Eight? Day eight for Jen Weight Watchers-wise. Day eight for me Whole30-wise. And once you get one area of life in order, other ones kind of follow. So something that we're trying to get in order is our schedule, which is kind of what today's episode is about. So kind of give people an overview of some of the things that it is that you want to get done during the week, and we can kind of explain how we schedule those things out.
So things that I need to get done are work at the church.
Yes.
Attending church.
Yes.
Bloom budget stuff.
Yep.
And housework. That has not been scheduled.
But no, but we'll get to it.
Some bit of form of like a self-care evening.
Yeah.
Because I really thrive on that. And exercising.
True.
And stuff like that.
And for me, I've got a bunch of miscellaneous church work stuff to do. I also want to exercise as best I can. I'm going to get into boxing. I don't know if I've said that yet. I'm going to get a punching bag and the gloves and the whole nine yards. And I think Jen and her parents are getting me some boxing stuff. So I'm excited about that. But I'll do that for exercise. I also want to do stuff like I got to do a better job about promoting the podcast. I was talking to Corey and he was asking me to have him help like get his stuff on like Spotify and all that stuff because they just have it on YouTube, I think.
For his job.
And I told him about Simplecast, but I also want to do a better job promoting because there aren't a whole lot of folks listening. I call you guys the Nifty 50 because I think there's probably 50 of y'all. But I think that we could reach more people if I did a better job promoting, I think.
Sure.
So I want to do a better job of sharing like a new episode, like that type of thing. So anyway, those are some of the things I want to do throughout the week. And what me and Jen realized was, you switch into the other side? Okay. What me and Jen realized was, is when it comes to Max, one of us has to hold them. The other one can be productive. Max, isn't that right? Tell him. Yeah, he giggled a little bit. And Jen has found that I'm trying to block your block your boo with the mic. One of us is productive, the other one has to hold Max. So I think
those are your options.
Yeah, those are your options. Either you're holding Max or you're getting work done. And we both can't do the same at the same time.
Right.
So Monday we go into work. It's essentially a wash. There's meetings and then after that there's more meetings and folks talking to you and all that. So Monday, nothing's going to happen. But we figured out Monday night would be a good night to do a date night thing.
Right.
Because we're kind of tired.
Come home and veg out.
Yeah. And the thing is that I remember listening to a podcast. I think it was once again the Kev on Stage podcast. And they were talking about how people try to make it seem like planning things out marriage-wise takes away the spontaneity. And that is in a number of things like spontaneous date nights or spontaneous, you know, evenings to be intimate. Sorry for those listening. But they said that scheduling things, like when you put things on a schedule, they're more likely to happen.
Yeah.
So we've got to schedule some date nights. And even if it's not like a full on, like, hey, we're going out somewhere, but like, hey, we're watching a movie tonight together. Mm-hmm. That would mean a lot to me. And I think would mean a lot to you too. So that's what Mondays are looking like. Tuesdays, Jen, you're going to work on your Bloom budget stuff.
Yep.
And while she's doing that, I will be watching Max.
Yes. So Tuesdays and Thursday mornings, I will get to do Bloom budget stuff and need to watch Max.
And come Wednesdays, I will do the majority of the work stuff that I got to do for work. And then Fridays, we're trying to, once again, it's Friday right now.
Family Fun Friday.
Family Fun Friday. However, this time we're not going to the beach area.
Nope.
It's been a nightmare. That's part of the reason why. Pause on the scheduling and the Family Fun Friday. That's part of the reason why it's been so tough today is that there's people from Florida, Pennsylvania, Virginia, all over the place coming to the beach. But this is where we live year round. For them, this is just a weekend.
Yep.
And a trip that would have taken 30 minutes took an hour and a half to get to Home Goods. So that's part of the reason why it's been a little bit more frustrating, because Max, for whatever reason, needs to be in motion. And if he's not moving, he's not happy. So
he cannot sit still in that car seat for anything.
So with this start and stop traffic, we're starting and stopping every 2 minutes or so. Yeah, and Max is not just screaming back there. So that's been tough. So in the future, Salisbury or just something at home, or at least in our vicinity.
Yeah.
We could go to that one place that has the
breakfast thing in.
Yeah. And as long as it's
ocean view.
Yeah. As long as we make it feel like it's something special as a family, I think that's the part that really matters.
Yeah.
We don't necessarily have to go anywhere. We just have to do something like, hey, we're not doing work today. Right. We're not hanging out with anybody today. Also, what Jen said earlier in the episode is true. We have been seeing people pretty much every single weekend since Max was born, but it's been great. Like, let me stop and say that. We've seen Claire and Moss, Matt and Holly, Kimberly, my parents, your parents.
My whole family.
Yeah, so it's been great. Every time that we get to host somebody, it's been fantastic. However, when you're with other people, you're not, you know, by yourselves, just, you know, by default, you're not by yourselves. And I think that, to be honest, having Max, although fantastic, we're still getting used to it being the three of us.
Yeah. It's complicated.
Yeah. So getting used to it being the three of us is difficult when there's now six of you or eight of you. Or when your folks and our nieces were here, there were like 10 of us, maybe 11. So all that to say, to those who had visited and thought, man, like, were they salty that we came and visited? No, not at all. Having you was fantastic. It's just that sometimes we need some alone time, and that's what this weekend is.
Yeah.
And I think tomorrow we're going to go to a birthday party. The last birthday party we went to was, I'm pretty sure it was Adeline's, right?
Yep.
And we got her the black and white Barbie.
Yep.
And by the way, Barbie wasn't half black and half white. We got Barbie. She was white. And we got a black Ken-looking dude for her. That was me and Jen. That was our gift to her. She loved them too, I think. Andrew, correct me if I'm wrong, but she was about it. We usually try to get, for gifts, we try to get that diversity in there.
That's right.
So they know it's real. So I think... Is he done eating?
Yes, he is.
Okay. So how long was that?
Happy baby.
That was 10 minutes. That's right on par. Max, you have anything to say? We're going to take a quick break. We're going to eat. And then, because Max just ate.
Max, tell him.
We're going to get some Chipotle type stuff. You got anything to say, buddy? Oh, my gosh. Right into the mic.
Oh, my word.
Okay. Well, with that, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And we'll be right back. Cue that transition music. And we're back. Could you sing that song again?
Faded at the beach.
Yeah, the liquor store next to us is packed. Jen, could you tell the people about this fantastic eatery that we just left?
I know Max is not about to cry.
No.
Okay.
Come on, Max. Let me just get through one episode. Yeah,
it was essentially like the vegan version of Chipotle.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
And
I, to be honest, I would really prefer good. It over Chipotle. Yeah, I would eat it over Cava. Oh no, he's getting fussy. You think Cava is better than that?
Yeah, Cava is my favorite.
Okay.
But so is Mediterranean food, just in general. So true. Not really a good one to, you know. I caught you, boo.
Thank you, Jen. Okay, to bring this episode to a close. Because I don't know how much longer Max is going to... We don't know how much longer he's going to kind of behave himself. I'm really excited about the schedule, truly. And I think that we need to put it in our calendars, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, no? Put it in our calendars so that we have... You're a physical calendar type of gal, correct? Max, can you keep the pacifier in your mouth, please?
Yes, I am a physical calendar person.
Okay. I'm not, because I would lose the whole calendar.
But But I also feel like with this new schedule, we will be able to keep it in our minds, you know? Like, yeah. It's not that difficult. Like,
it's like every other day we get to be productive.
Right. Like, Tuesday, Thursday's Bloom, you know?
Yeah. Monday, Wednesday is
church
stuff.
Yeah.
And easy. Yeah, okay, that's pretty doable. But I do think that this week we're going to start on a Sunday. So we'll start on Sunday, and then the following Sunday we're going to address any changes that we might possibly want to make, correct?
Yes.
I think that's necessary. A good plan is, you know, a good plan, but a good plan can become a better plan.
Right.
And a great plan. So we'll work that thing out. All right, Max is losing it. Season two, y'all, I told you, it's a whole new season. And it's usually Max is the one who lets us know when the episode is done. So thank you for listening to the Nate Loves Jen podcast. If you have not already, subscribe. We would absolutely love that. Or share this with a friend. Cassie shared the episode with Moss and Claire, and it did way better than the other episodes. So shout out to you, Cassie, if you're there. Hopefully you and your beautiful baby are doing well. Gabriella, and hopefully your awesome husband is doing awesome. But anyway, yes, share this if you feel inclined. Also, follow us on Instagram, at Nate Loves Jen from me, at Jen Loves Nate from my beautiful wife, Jen. My baby is screaming, and I'm getting over to the right. Is this a good spot? It's going to have to be. Jen, any closing words?
Nope. Baby's crying.
Yep. Not sure if you can hear it, but Max is saying goodbye. All right, guys. Be blessed. Don't be stressed. Do more. Say less. Love you guys. Bye.